Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We've got to
get down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so across the pond is our friend Roz from the UK. She's got a lot of stuff going on. We haven't talked to her in a while, but there's a dive show going on in that neck of the woods this weekend, I guess. Is that right, Roz? What is it?
Yes, it's Go Diving Show, Greg, and it's putting quite an interesting first morning. It's a two-day show. It's held at Stoneleigh, which is the Royal Agricultural Showground in the middle of a country. We're Shakespeare country. We're in an area where there's some castles, proper castles.
Right.
That look sort of Disney kind of, you know, with knights and that kind of thing. And it's been a cool day catching up with friends and colleagues, to be honest.
Okay. Well, to be or not to be at the dive show this weekend in the UK. Are you just going to attend, or are you going to speak and do a presentation, or...
I'm catching up with colleagues and, you know,
networking.
Finding out about the latest standards and new kit and toys and what's changing. And
a cocktail, a beer, or whatever, right. Well, as divers do when they're not diving, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Greg.
Exactly. All right, moving on. You know, it's been a while since we've caught up, though, Roz. So what have you been doing, you know, dive-wise? You're telling me during the commercial break you went to Cyprus. Where is that?
Cyprus. Exactly. So Cyprus is in the Med.
Okay.
And I needed to get back in the water. I've decided that last year I did a pathetically low number of dives. So this year I need to get my butt in the water and go diving.
Of course.
And so I toddled off to Cyprus the second week of January to go and dive with a company called Dive in Larnaca.
Yeah.
And they specialize in taking people diving on the Zenobia.
Okay.
Now, the Zenobia was a Swedish roll on roll off ferry, and she's about 172 meters long. So that's about 500 foot long.
Right.
And she sunk in June 1980. Her ballast system went and malfunctioned, and she took about 100 articulated trucks to and their cargo to the seabed.
Hmm.
And she lighted on her port side. And the joke is that she was sunk by a paddy course director, because you can kind of get on her the side of a ship, which is, you know, like the seabed, about 18 metres. And the seabed's about 30 metres. And if you go inside and do some extreme penetration, if you are equipped and you've got the knowledge, skills and development and so on,
right,
then it's about 42 metres, which are all the key measures if you're teaching various paddy courses. So that's the joke.
I gotcha. Actually, it's just a really good kind of training, checkout kind of dive for the instructors.
It's a really good dive for lots and lots of people. So you can take new divers on the outside and swim around.
Is this like a tropical type temps, or what kind of weather are we talking about? Like water temps and stuff and viz.
It was 19 degrees centigrade. So 2046, about 90 Fahrenheit. Does that sound about right?
Nah, it's a little too warm, I think. But I get it's warm. It's
hang on,
warm.
No, double it. No, 30. So 2040, 56, 70. Does 70 sound better?
70 doesn't. No, that sounds colder. Yeah. But it's not unbearable, especially for you, because you're hardcore. I mean, what are you doing? A rebreather, I guess, or.
No, we were doing twin set dry suit, definitely dry suit.
Yeah, okay.
Categorically dry suit.
Gotcha.
Twin set, so doubles.
Yeah.
And then so we did a first checkout dive, and he said, "Yes, I'm happy. You can actually dive," which was nice.
Right.
And he said, "Right, in that case, I'm going to do this with you." And I was like, "Okay, fine, fair enough."
Uh-huh.
So the dive center's got this really nice program where they do different routes through the wreck. and you gradually work up to stuff. So mm-hmm. at the end of a week, we worked up to go and dive the engine room. So it's like a double penetration because right. you go in and then you go in again. And what struck me about it, do you remember the Titanic is covered in rusticles?
Yeah, of course.
Right. So when I did the Britannic Exped in 2003 with Carl Spencer, he had an American lady come over called Laurie. I can't remember her surname, but she was an expert in this kind of thing. And she asked us to put down a load of metal experiments on the Britannic because she wanted to see over a long-term period what how those metal experiments would be affected.
Yeah, like and how we, fast they deteriorate and that kind of thing in the ocean ocean water and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I remember her being filmed and discussing about Titanic and Britannic and about the rusticles and how a small bacteria is basically consuming the ship, consuming the steel right. and the metal and mm-hmm. can creating these rusticles. And we swim into this engine room and you can see these amazing rusticles in there, bright, vivid, orange, perfectly formed rusticles. And it was fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't it look like the ship is like melting with those things on it? Is that a good description or no?
Yeah. You know how a candle melts and it's got those drips. Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's what you saw in this wreck, huh?
Yeah, in the engine room. So there's things like the bone truck, and that was taking across meat. And it was, you know, pigs and cows and so on, their carcasses. Mm-hmm. And of course, over time, all the meat's been eaten. But there was a heap of bones down there.
Wow.
As we went through all the various dives and so on, Stuart would say, look, here's a pair of sunglasses. He'd show me money. What else did we find? Little train sets.
Wait, you went down there and you found money on the wreck?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, is it like legal tender even today or no?
it's like coins that are kind of concreted together.
Ah, okay. It's all fused together. Couldn't get it out if you wanted, I guess.
Well, you could, and you could bring it up and you could clean it up and stuff. But actually, Greg, do you know what? It's nice for other divers to see this stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree. You want to leave it. But, I mean, I'm surprised people haven't been tempted already to pull it out of there, something like that, right?
Yeah. But mm-hmm. it was, there's still a truck hanging on its chains. The rest of them have dropped.
Yeah.
So there's that. But you have to swim very carefully around it. You've got to leave a lot of area around it. You can't swim underneath it. There is a number of protocols.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good dive, and I came home sort of refreshed and ready to go. So right. it's a good way of getting in the water, start the season, and getting your skills up to date.
Yes. That sounds like a very challenging kind of scuba dive, but that's just how you roll, because you're Roz from the UK, right? I mean, to me, a refresher dive would be someplace in the Caribbean where I just jump in with a t-shirt and board shorts and don't really have to think much, just kind of get wet and get used to that island vibe. But you're more into the rebreather thing and penetrating these classic wrecks and learning history and finding some things that we don't typically see, especially, you know, in this easy warm water wuss type diving that I'm more accustomed to. Is that a fair assessment of your skill set and what you prefer there, Roz?
I tend to be more on open circuit these days, to be fair, Greg.
Really? So, but on that, you were on a rebreather, weren't you? Or no? Or you said, you were on doubles. That's right.
I was on doubles.
Yeah. Like a tri-mix kind of thing too? Or were you just having air?
No, it was 28%, I think it was.
Okay.
So you're doing 28%.
Yeah.
With a stake of 50.
All right.
Yeah, nitrox.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, still, Roz from the UK is kind of a super diver, and it's fascinating to live through her adventures. And we're going to continue to do just that next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.